Got an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
11:06, I'm John Potter. My full attention and my apologies going out to Randy on our Live and Local show. The topic is the DMV, your experience, and maybe how, what would you do if you were in charge? Hey, Randy, thank you for waiting, and let's hear from you.
No worries. I have a DMV situation where I needed to take care of some business, so I went online and found that the appointment was 2 months away for a Tuesday appointment. And I said, well, I have AAA, so they have an office that maybe I could do something in there. And so I went to my AAA office, and they could help me just get a moving permit to temporarily hold me over until I could make the appointment. So I said, oh, wait a minute, maybe I'll go on a Saturday instead and wait in line early so I could get in there and without an appointment and take care of it on a Saturday. I said, I'll get up early, I'll go down there. They open at 8. I got there at 6:30, and by the time I was there, I looked at the front of the new DMV, and there was 100 people. So I turned the corner, and there was another 100 people, and I turned the other corner to the back of the building, and there was a third 100 people in line waiting for me, waiting before me.
Was it a Lizzo concert? I don't know. Listen. Somebody swore to me, and I said, no, you're kidding. Come on, I can't believe it. Somebody swore to me that they saw somebody there camped out at 2 in the morning for a walk-in day, which, by the way, moved from Saturday to Wednesday. So what did you do, Randy?
I had to go back online and take the 2 months appointment. I'm still waiting till the 22nd of August now.
But your car is going to be, your vehicle's illegal now, right?
No, I got a moving permit for 60 days.
Oh, you did get it
in June.
Was that the AAA part of your store? They did that for you?
Yeah.
Okay, AAA, by the way, heroes. I mean, they don't have to do this, do they? Or does somebody pay them to do it? But yeah, you can go to the DMV or the AAA office, and they will do a lot of things that the DMV is supposed to do. So God bless them. They'll do it with kind of a frown, but it because I did that once. But they do it, and that, my friends, is a service. So, Randy, are you all set now, or does the dark specter of the DMV still in your future?
Even though I have an appointment, I know last time I had an appointment, and it took me 4 hours. So my 8:30 appointment might take, I don't know. I'm very, very worried.
You know, I attempted to get a real ID, but I gave up on that effort. It's easier not to fly anywhere. Yeah.
You have to go in for that, I think.
Thanks for cheering us up, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Bringing up the AAA and what they do. They wouldn't replace my battery in my car, but they'll do these things for folks who are in dire need of some government service. And, you know, this is a great lesson to the young people who, and I know how, because I'm on Reddit, and a lot of young people are just shocked that they can't depend on the government to do things efficiently. They haven't gone through the past of the post office and things to witness the true inefficiency of government run. You know, there are some states where you do go into private enterprises to get a lot of DMV business done, and it's extremely efficient. None of this waiting outside before sunrise. You do pay a little fee, but as I said on the Ask Joe report of some staff member at the DMV possibly selling next day appointments for $25. Where can I get that deal? Sure, I'd pay $25, wouldn't you? That's a solution there, DMV. Although you're already too expensive. I don't know where the money's going. I did look and see where the money is going, and the DMV is one of these setups where they have to give a lot of the money they take in to things like schools and other things. It's basically a income producer for the state, but it should be more focused of course, on service. Okay, so this week, Donald Trump was arraigned. Don't know if you noticed on the news. It's funny that every time there is a Trump court date or whatever, the folks on the TV news and the folks in the Democrat governments, they all act like there's going to be this revolution, right?
The city is on edge, Lester. Police and the National Guard are here preparing to keep things safe in case there are violent protests.
Like the Trump supporters are going to come and break them out and we're all going to go down there, Boston Tea Party style, the unwashed and unshaved, the uneducated populace in pickup trucks with their blue flag stickers on the back are going to come down there and they're going to scream, "Turn the Don loose." And every time it's the earnest reporter there.
"Well, the officials are preparing for violence."
You know, and they show them putting up the fence things and the security. And there's a big semi put in place to protect the front of the building. And there's the guy up here. The sniper is in position. And who finally shows up on the big day? Reporters. Right? Let me say this. The Trump supporters are not going to go cause mayhem in Washington, D.C. on those days. They've got work to do. Trump supporters have work. They got to go to work. Maybe some overtime that day, too, to make up for this inflation, right?
"Oh, no, John. Bidenomics, you know, and this, that, and the other."
Yeah, Bidenomics. I can hardly afford the groceries. So your basic Trump supporter is just going to go to work and pay the taxes to help send a check every couple of weeks to the Biden supporters. All right. Okay. Not very nice. I know. Speaking of Bidenomics this week, there was something called Fitch. And I thought when I heard it, I thought, oh, yeah, Fitch. He works with Abercrombie. A few years ago, everybody was wearing their clothes back when they had malls. You remember that? Anyway, Fitch, a credit reporting agency, knocked us down a peg, us being the United States, from AAA to AA+. What does it mean? It means that the credit worthiness of the United States is not what it has been. Fitch says that over the last 20 years, there has not been proven fiscal governance of the United States government. One out of every $3 spent by the United States government is borrowed, and the national debt has just reached a point where people who are watching the numbers say, I'm not sure you're going to be able to pay that back. And your interest rate goes up because the people who are lending money to you are facing a greater risk, and their reward for facing that greater risk is a greater return, i.e. interest rate, which makes everything cost more for us, especially houses and big things. That is Bidenomics. But back to this week's indictment of Donald Trump. One thing prosecutors are careful to do is to avoid the look of their charges being political. But they are politically motivated. This ABC Ipsos poll that came out yesterday that I saw in the news, this poll said 49% of Americans polled say this indictment thing is political. It's also a legal stretch. But apparently disagreeing with Democrats is a criminal conspiracy. While the disturbances at the Capitol on July 6th were not good, they were essentially a riot facilitated by surprisingly lax activity. With nobody's putting the Capitol Police on the stand, though. January 6th was an embarrassment. It was not an insurrection. It in no way threatened the American Republic or its operation. The deceptive claims by Donald Trump that the election had been stolen and was illegitimate did harm the peaceful constitutional transfer of presidential power. It betrayed the spirit and the example of our founding fathers violated his own oath of office and came as close to being a coup as the United States has ever known in your lifetime. But Donald Trump is probably not the greatest presidential threat to freedom and the honest working of our republic. Joe Biden's actions pose an even greater danger to American liberty. He has weaponized federal law enforcement to prosecute political opponents, be they candidate Donald Trump or conservatives paying their taxes. Joe Biden has vilified and ignored the rulings of our Supreme Court. And when I was brought up in school, the Supreme Court was like untouchable. You don't criticize and used his offices to support a multi-million dollar scheme by his son to sell access and influence. He has rallied his supporters to overrule the Constitution's balance of power. And now these two presidents are vying in next year's election for control of the White House and the country. The best of nations has produced the worst of leaders. As polling stands right now, they're in a dead heat with identical support numbers. So this is a lesser of two evils election. The choice comes down to which of these men's parties, during 4 years in office, did better for our country. Which philosophy is preferable? And in almost every way, and I did the checklist on this, the pros and the cons, in almost every way, the United States was in a better circumstance when the White House was guided by conservative principles, not progressive woke. When it was guided by conservative principles than it has under the progressive agenda of the current administration, our country was never designed to be a republic of men. It was always to be a republic of principles, administered by individuals, but led by the people. And next year, the people will hopefully vote for those principles and not the men. Men will fail, but principles will forever be true. Now, I got to take a break here. We'll take calls on this, 884-9910. And the lines are open right now because sometimes when you talk Donald Trump, they kind of leave you. I hope you didn't leave and you could give us a call on this because this does affect us. It's not entirely local, but it is in a lot of ways. And I haven't even touched on the media on this situation. I have, but I haven't hit them hard enough, folks. I got some ammunition here. Phone number is 884-9910. Phil is gracious enough to take those calls in Carson City and put them on hold. But I would be grateful for your call. I'm John Potter. Going to break. We'll be right back. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:19.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hello, I'm John Potter. Phone number 884-9910. We have 40 minutes left to go. 884-9910.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Pardon me for interrupting, but there is a developing news story going on right now. The Washoe County Sheriff's Office is investigating an incident in the area of Woods Drive and Gepford Parkway. This is in Sun Valley. They don't have any more details, but they are asking the public to avoid that area right about now. So if you're in Sun Valley, avoid the area of Woods Drive and Gepford Parkway.
Okay, got that. So it's totally closed there is what you're saying.
It is, and there's enough cop cars there to, start a used car lot, quite frankly.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, hopes and prayers. Everything works out well with nobody else killed. It was kind of a depressing week with a gang shooting at UNR. Man. All right, Phil. Thank you so much for staying up to date. Once again, 884-9910. The weather is going to be great. I would enjoy summer a lot more if somebody came by every hour and misted me like produce. There were reports this week, speaking of which, that our July was the hottest month ever. And for, well, they were saying since humankind has become like a species, this was the hottest July there had ever been in 120,000 years. There had never been a July like this year's. That's what the global warming alarmists are saying. But you see, America is a very large country. It's large, right? And a big country like this, in different places in this country, on any given day, there's going to be extreme weather. There's going to be a tornado somewhere. There's going to be a flood somewhere. There's going to be some forest fire somewhere. And it seems every night the weather is shocking now. It's unprecedented. There are 16 million Americans today who are right now facing blistering hot temperatures. You're kidding me. In summertime, people are facing hot temperatures. That is amazing to me. And it gets repeated over and over. But I just feel that so much of the journalism world, if you will, is turned over now to doing the same four or five stories over and over and over again, all with an eye towards some sort of political objective. And weather at the national level and climate and science reporting, they're all pushing global warming, right? You watch the network television newscasts, and every night they jump from flood to tornado to thunderstorm. It's like, oh my gosh, it's all adrenaline. And it's meant to spook you. But in a nation as geographically vast as ours, you're going to get every type of weather there is, every single day there is, right? And in a country this large, it's going to flood someplace every day. In a country this large, you're going to have some wild winds somewhere, someplace. That's nature. It's not the end of the world. There's just so much hype that is put on this stuff. And seriously, it seems like if you watch a network newscast or if you pull up a few of these stories on your phone, you're going to have a climate change story or two. You're going to have a Trump story attacking him. You're going to have some kind of racial oppression story. And you're going to have some other kind of story. Maybe it'll be about some great Democrat politician. But you jiggle these pieces around, and that's most of your network television newscasts. And, you know, each of those, no doubt, is an interesting topic. But when those are the only topics that you do, it looks a lot less like informing and a lot more trying to scare you or whatever. The weather will vary. It has varied all my life. It'll vary all your life. Sometimes it'll be dry and sometimes it'll be wet. Sometimes be hot, sometimes it'll be cold, but thus far, hail notwithstanding, the sky has not fallen, and I don't expect it will fall now or anytime soon. And the advice so many years ago, nothing we can't handle, applies not just to the storm of the day, but to the paranoia of our era. But if it's not the weather, then it's something else. Network news is catastrophe culture, and you get tired of it, right? The David Muir on ABC World News Tonight, everything is always an emergency there. It's breaking as we come on the air tonight. His elbows are sticking out, his hair's not quite combed, like he's in a panic. It's like the networks these days are selling nothing but adrenaline. It's exhausting. And the biggest paradox of our age is that we live in a world that has a lack of genuine catastrophe, but an overabundance of overhyped problems. We've always had problems, but they've never been magnified many times over like they are now, not just by the media, but by people, by almost any measure for most of our material lives. Things have gotten better and better. Incomes are rising. We have higher standards of health and welfare and more ways of entertaining ourselves than our grandparents could have ever dreamed of. But in the popular view, fed by this hyperventilating news media and political culture that thrives on this climate of permanent crisis, we're barely surviving in this bleak, gloomy landscape. We're creeping toward the edge of complete collapse. It's like every election is our last chance to save the Republic from a rerun of Nazi Germany or Stalinist Russia. We're hours from being overtaken by immigrants, Russian hackers, fentanyl, Chinese nukes, and white supremacists. Women live in this handmaid's tale of fewer rights, and the children are being corrupted by this dark world of drugs and school shootings and the daily drip, drip, drip torture of social media-induced misery. Devious digital giants, they know everything about us, and they're setting up AI to control us, to do their bidding. And, of course, the favorite imminent apocalypse, the global warming, and the, oh, my gosh, we only have a few more years of carbon-driven existence before extinction, and it's all our fault. A few years ago, the pandemic really kind of poured kerosene on this dry brushwood of human anxiety, and the catastrophe crowd just went around waving matches, in my opinion. But the best thing for my mental health was when they took my keys away at Channel 2 and I stopped watching the news. I hate to say that. I don't want you to be unaware, but it's not watching the news has done great things for my mental health. Like I said, I don't drink anymore. It's a wonderful solution. All right, time for Fox. Oh, yeah, time for news. Thanks a lot, folks. I'm John Potter. We're going to break for Fox News. We have one more half hour of the show to go, so feel free. I would be grateful if you called 884-9910 on 99.1 FM and 92.3 FM. FM News Talk time is 11:30.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Hiya. Once again, 884-9910. I'm John Potter. A few minutes left to go. Yes, phone lines are open, but we have been getting texts, which I don't get to see them, but Phil does in Carson City. So what do we have there, Phil?
Well, we have one that was so very, very respectful and did not contain any foul language whatsoever.
When you say that, I think, oh my gosh, here it comes.
But I will
he was respectful, though.
Go ahead. I'll paraphrase it. And this person demands you to know that Trump had nothing to do with January 6th. Absolutely nothing.
Well, a little something, but it was totally overblown by the media. I fought with Kathy, my wife, over this. We have a big disagreement. I said basically what he did was say something. There was no, but the media portrays it like he's back there in the office the day before plotting this invasion of the Capitol. Certainly not true.
No.
Come on.
Absolutely not.
But the media, they just say things without explaining about the pre-organization that, show us the proof of that, really, because all of us have seen him just say something, that's it. They were just really words. And, you know, when somebody gets on a podium, they say some insightful things. He did do that, okay? But it's certainly not as it's been portrayed, and the media's greatest failing in this is how they portray Trump voters. As I said, this great unwashed, violent white people that they have to guard the Capitol against during this indictment. It was just ridiculous. And like I said, the Trump people aren't going to do that. They have to go to work to pay for the inflation, which the media will not talk about inflation. But it's hurting us very much. Okay, now we got phone calls. Boy, they come in waves, a bunch of them. Let's start with Ken calling from Reno. Hey, Ken, thanks for calling. I'm John Potter. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Hey, I just got to say, you know, I listen to your show every weekend. And the only thing I don't like about it is it's only on one day. I would like to hear more of you. You really speak for a lot of us here in Reno. And I love your show.
Well, let me explain about myself. I am my dad's son. All the things I hated my dad about, I am him. I am common sense. I am golden rule. and I am not like I am not taking life seriously. Those are my three tenets that I go under. As for working every day, I would love something to do. The three cats, being around them gets a little old. But anyway, what do you have to say about the topic that we're discussing?
You may have passed it up. I wanted to talk about the DMV, you know, what they really need to do. Yeah, what they really need to do that would help big time is for those of us that have vehicles that are obviously going to pass smog, and they're new, then what they need to do is give us 2-year registrations. That way they could alternate back and forth. You'd have half the people trying to register their car every year.
Yes. Not only that, but we could extend the life term of those registrations. I mean, these are just ideas. It's better than having cars driving around without license plates. And then people put that off. They say, why should I buy car insurance? And it just goes on from there. But something has got to be done. And saying we're short-staffed is not an excuse.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, shucks. We got cut off.
Oh, okay. Well, Ken, thanks for calling, if you can hear me on the radio. Yeah, Phil, let's go on to Tom calling from Stagecoach. And Tom, your topic, you want to say something about President Trump?
Yeah, I support President Trump 100%. I also wanted to say good to hear you back on the air. I stopped watching Channel 2 when they took you off. I always thought you had good stuff to say and appropriate stuff. And I just wanted to say there's lots of us out here to support your views as well.
Thank you, my friend. Good to hear
you again.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. You deserve it. And I'll tell you what, if you want good service with DMV, go to Hawthorne, Nevada. Those ladies down there are magnificent. You can walk right in. There's never any waiting. It's just a great thing compared to the other bigger offices in Nevada. They do a great job there.
Thank you, Tom. All those ladies and ladies in Hawthorne are going to hate you for that, Tom. Here they come. The Reno people. Okay, so you bring up Channel 2. I worked for 20, for those who are new to me, I worked for 20 years at Channel 2. 19 were very happy ones. But in 2022, they did not even present the renewal contract for me to sign or even look over. And they told me my last day working would be June 30th. So I told him, you mean there's still a chance? No severance either after working 20 years. They may be happy I'm gone. I am not. But the problem with me, and this is a personal problem, was that I was so unprepared. I always looked at these people who retired and regretted it. I didn't retire, but I was unprepared. I still get up before the sun comes out. But it's why my passion now is standing up, maybe too loudly, for seniors and for those of us who get bamboozled by the media. Because when it comes to seniors, I think our society, it's wrong. Unlike other countries, our society, it's okay to force seniors out of what they love to do. You take away a man's or a woman's love of work, the profession they had so much pride in, and you kill dreams or them. And people tell me my former employer has been telling them that I quit, retired, or moved on. That is not true, which a news source says this. So support accuracy in media. Let's go to Joe calling from Sparks. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling.
John, nice to talk to you. Great show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Anyway, I wanted to make a point about how all these distractions keep us from facing the problems that we have. And I just had a good example this morning. I saw the vice president being interviewed, and she said that the people coming across the border are going to do the jobs that Americans won't do. And the reporter said, like manual labor, and she said, she didn't know Manuel, but she was certain that he was a hard worker.
Okay.
Now, anyway, so that's a twofer, John. She's not only stupid, she's so stupid she makes Biden look intelligent, if
Agreed.
That's possible.
Agreed.
Agreed?
Yes, sir.
So nice talking to you, John.
I'll
There's a lot of people waiting in line.
Thank you,
John. Good talking to you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll say it like it is. I'm more freer to do that. Joe is absolutely right in the case of Kamala Harris. Absolutely. Trump is not perfect. As a matter of fact, a lot of people, like my wife, are amazed that he still has high poll numbers and that he is tied with Biden. Well, look at Biden. That explains that. But the thing with that and why his poll ranking is so high, even though a lot of his behavior is not what I look for in a president, people are so upset and basically horrified and furious at this woke progressive direction the country is taking us in that they are turning to Trump. And that is why I believe he won his first election for president. People were so upset about that that they wanted that to stop. And they haven't stopped it, of course. Now we have the state legislatures, like Nevada, doing things like lifting the you have to steal now $1,500 or more, no, $1,600 or more of things to be considered a felony. They raised it from like $600. What does that do? What do you think it's going to do? It's going to trigger the shoplifting that we're witnessing. And now the lawyers got in the act and the stores are afraid to stop the shoplifter. It's just a crazy world that my parents would never understand. That we got to change. And a lot of people look to Donald Trump to change that. My opinion, of course, only. Already time for a break in our last segment. Lines are open.
Hey, John.
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Before we go to break, we do have a text here. This very nice, respectful person wants to know if we're high or drunk. Full disclosure, I am under the influence of French vanilla coffee that I got on the 7-Eleven at North Virginia Street. How about
is that
you?
Is that what it really said?
Yes. I want to know if we're high or drunk. Yes.
Read it word for word to me.
I can't. We have a license.
Okay. That's what I do, folks. I make friends. All right. Thank you, sir. That must have been my wife. 884-9910. Yes, I am John Potter, for better or worse. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News. We're going to be right back. I think, I don't know, maybe the boss is listening. FM News Talk time is 11:47.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
Hello, John Potter here. Final minutes to call in 884-9910. We do this every Saturday live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I want to finish what I was saying about the media's catastrophic culture. And the best example of that, which I didn't bring up, that I can point to was the pandemic, the media's exaggeration of it and the government's overreach of it. We saw the stock market nosedive as news reporters who should know better were bringing up comparisons to the Spanish flu when this started. The COVID never came close. The death rate for the very young was lower than that for even common influenza for students. Yet the panic had politicians ordering schools closed along with businesses, which led to years of lost education. Loneliness, depression, suicides, and lost social interaction for a generation of our children. It was the most extreme and improbable risks that were trumpeted by much of the news media and by much of the political class eager for another horror story to hype those ratings and incite the masses. Government got to do what it always wants to do. Control us in what we can and cannot do, and they charge us for it. do. That's how government makes its living. We'll do this for you. It all fits in with our apparent human nature these days to let them do it for us and control us. And our culture, which has become accentuate the negative. Folks, these are great days. You can see our progress. No need to go back to the racial disparities and lack of rights that we had before. Look at our progress. It's proven in hard data and it's present in almost everything in life, which is an incredible gift now that too many people, I believe, take for granted. But positivity and the true paradise that we live in, that is not news. Misery, which is a tragic video and conveniently anecdotal, is news. But I know, and I bet you know, that there is amazing goodness out there. It's just a lack of it from what we see in the media. But we're not doing bad. Us bumbling humans are inch by inch trying to fix the injustices of America. I believe in what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, quote, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. It's a natural evolution." Another one of his I live by, "We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope." And he had many quotes that I remember about personal responsibility, don't be a victim, and controlling your own destiny, which young people have to hear those. I remember them, but they're hard to find. I'm not saying that I'm what me worry. What we as Americans should worry about is we live in a day and age, and I don't think it's a coincidence, but there are so many forces all around us who want us to lose confidence in the structures of our society and the institutions of our society all around us. And I think that's purposeful. I think maybe it's a devil over there and maybe the Chinese and Russians over there and a large political philosophy of global progressivism that hates America, the American spirit. I think there's an effort to make Americans doubt America. I think it's all around us, an attack upon our culture, an attack upon our history, our faith, our heritage, all around us. Everything that is America is mocked, attacked, and torn down. Other countries are envious of what we have. And the purpose of what they're doing is to leave you and I drifting without a foundation, without faith in ourselves and our neighbors and our country. And the purpose there is to weaken us, which leads to all sorts of calamities. But don't worry, the government will do things for us. No, we can do it. Like the sign in downtown Reno says, believe. Take that sign to heart. Don't pay attention to the space whale, though. that's just another waste of our tax money from the city of Reno. Ignore the space whale, but look upon the sign that says believe. See, I didn't want to sound negative, but then that space whale just popped up there. Be positive, you know? Be positive, John Potter. That's a good thing you've done there. It's a real good thing. Twilight Zone reference. Anyway, I have to explain that, yes, I am drunk. Got a text informing my producer that I'm drunk. I'm not. I've never been more sober in my life, and it's a great lifestyle to live, by the way. My biggest mistakes have been through, I don't want to get into that. But no, I'm fine, folks. Don't worry about me. I'm okay. Phil, thank you for filling in for Craig.
No problem.
We can all see why Craig needs a bit of time away from this show. Yeah. So you're going to go, you haven't done it yet. You're finally going to see those old cars. Please, Phil, do it. You're the historian of the station.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to be today. I just had other obligations during the week that wouldn't let me.
Well, good for you that you have obligations during the week, because I have none.
I
do have three cats to play with.
I do have to steal the airways for just a moment and say, Craig Moss is calling me on my cell phone. I'd rather he call me on the station phone so I could answer.
Oh, good. All right. I'm glad he's listening. One extra listener. Thank you. Phil, no, honestly, thank you so much for doing a good job.
No problem. It's fun to be down here.
Yeah, it is. I have one more question for the historian.
Yeah.
I wrote down. Let me see here. Something that I noticed.
Hmm.
Hold on a sec. Best show ever. Don't you think so?
Oh, this one? Absolutely.
No. Okay, here. Did we totally eradicate ring around the collar in the 80s? Because I never hear about it anymore.
I wanted to talk to Mr. Whipple about that very same thing, but he passed away.
It's either we're not sweating at work so much anymore, or it's because we have OxyClean now, or maybe men are now cleaning their necks. I don't know. I'm drunk. All right. This has been 99.1, 92.3 FM. I'm John Potter. Be back next Saturday. Have a great day, folks. Have a great weekend. FM News Talk time is 11:58.